This is the Crown Act exhibit. Tucson became the first city in Arizona to enact the Crown Act in 2021. Crown stands for Creating a Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair. This comprehensive legislation, funded by the Dove Company, seeks to end centuries of hair discrimination across the United States. 20 states have enacted the Crown Act into law, and although Tucson and Tempe have instituted municipal action, Arizona has yet to pass this legislation statewide. Specifically, the Crown Act protects individuals from discrimination on the basis of natural hair texture or for wearing African-originated hairstyles such as braids, locks, twists, knots, or comb coils. Hair discrimination against Black Americans has a long history across the United States and has continued into the present, which is the reason this legislation is so timely and so important. Here are two of the many stories of hair injustice. In 2013, 7-year-old Tiana Parker was sent home from school in Tulsa, Oklahoma for wearing natural locks. School rules stated that hairstyles such as dreadlocks, afros, mohawks, and other faddish styles are unacceptable. Imani Jackson, 45 years old, of Shreveport, Louisiana, wore a straight hair wig to her corporate job every day. In 2021, she decided to ditch her wig and wear her natural hair instead. She was fired. The Crown Act is fueled by stories of hair discrimination, like those of Imani and Tiana. Although Imani's state has passed the Crown Act, Tiana's state still has not. In states where this legislation is not enacted, Black people can legally be denied employment or professional advancement opportunities without consequences. This is a fundamental civil rights issue. You can help by calling your senators today to urge them to pass the Crown Act. Another important movement for civil rights and hair is the Braiding Freedom Movement, which combats the onerous requirements of a 1,600-hour, $10,000 cosmetology license to legally braid, lock, or twist natural hair. In many states that require this licensure, 0 hours of instruction are devoted to braiding, locking, or twisting, which is what makes this law particularly oppressive. Through the tireless efforts of the Institute for Justice and Essence Farmer, a Phoenix-based braider, Arizona legalized braiding without a cosmetology license in 2004. This was a huge milestone for braiders and locticians across the state and those who will move to Arizona in the future. For a country to outlaw a cultural practice such as hair braiding, which has existed long before the United States was formed as a country, and for states to demand braiders pay for a license that teaches 0 hours of their skill is a violation of human liberty. Arizona did the right thing to pass Braiding Freedom, and Tucson and Tempe did the right thing to pass the Crown Act. But the work for liberty and justice on this civil rights issue is not finished. Currently, 27 states have Braiding Freedom, and 20 states have passed the Crown Act. Let's reach the goal of liberty for all 50 states.